So the system has created a maze around you. And the more you meditate, the more you think about what's really going on. It's totally bizarre, our land. It's such a fake reality. I don't even know how to explain it. From the fact that you get up, get in a car. I mean, the roads, the businesses, the music, the media, the TV. It's all programming. The whole thing is. The concrete cities, and don't get me wrong, I would rather live where I have, it's nicer to live in a comfort situation where you have access to food and gas and jobs, money flow. Don't get me wrong, it's nice to have, to live in a city and have a flow, you know. It's a lot of freedom, but it's a freedom to do what? Freedom just to repeat. Repeat the process over and over and over. And you're not going anywhere. You know, this is what gets me there's so many distractions and so many bells and whistles and drama and people have all these goals, but they're not really going anywhere. People have all these goals, okay? But where are they going? I watched it my whole life. People are born in the city and they end up staying in that city forever and they don't go anywhere. Even if they move to another city, they're stuck in that city. Or, you know, even if they're rich and they could travel anywhere in the world, they settle down into one city and it's just the routine, the grocery store, the even in the Bible, people were stuck in a city, you know. Even the children of Israel, they're just stuck in the wilderness around and around for 40 years, you know. And so, but I'm not being depressed or negative. I'm just trying to say that once you see through this thing, there's so many boundaries and limits and so many boxes and think about if you got out and just left the house and started walking. With the heat and the cold, you wouldn't get too far before you got tired or hungry or had to go to the bathroom or needed a shower or something like that. And so it's like the boundaries in these limited bodies are just ridiculous. And once you start to see it, it's like, I don't even know, you know, somebody might say, well, the way you're talking, it sounds like a psychological depression of some kind. Probably is. Depressed with this place, this repeat, this cycle, this over and over, the same stuff, you know. The Bible even talks about it. The same stuff that's happened before is happening now. The grandparents, the parents, the children, the grandchildren, it just keeps cycling. And somebody, you know, even if it's the musicians or people who are the actors, or they're just following after somebody else's story. You know, let's say there's an up-and-coming actor and they want to be, they want to play Superman or Superwoman or Wonder Woman. They're just doing the same thing the previous actor did. The musicians, yeah, they might get popular and make a lot of money, and their music might be in the culture for a while, but it's a culture dish. That's my point. When you realize every culture, whether it's a city, a state, a nation, a business, a church, it's all culture dishes. And if you think outside the culture dish, whichever culture dish you're in, I mean, everybody's stuck in some kind of culture dish. But you can be in the culture dish and think outside of it. And if you see the culture dish for what it is, and you look at it from the outside in, and you're like, while you're in it, you can actually see it. That's the miracle of it all, by having the Holy Spirit. You can step outside of your culture dish and see the culture and how crazy it is. It doesn't matter which culture, it's still a culture dish. It really is. Even when a man and a woman get married, they create their own little culture dish. Their routines, their patterns, their idiosyncrasies, their ways of interacting with each other. You can go in one, you can go visit one house. There's a different culture in each little house, but it's within a big culture. They all have their TV on, their music on, they go to the store and decorate their house with certain things inside the culture. If you go to Japan or China, it's a different culture, different kind of food, different habits. And so I guess what I'm saying is, when you realize that 3D land is a culture dish, and you see a common denominator in every culture, and it's worship in the culture. It's worship in the habits and the traditions and staying in a box and the world, the flesh, the pot of life. I mean, the affections down here. When you really see how ridiculous this place is, because when you really break it all down, if you were to take a bridge and just demolish it, it goes back to dirt. If you take a house, demolish it, goes back to dirt. Cut up a tree, it goes back to sawdust, eventually to dirt. My point is, it all goes back to dirt. It all goes back to sand, to clay, to rocks, to little particles. But everybody's trying to build up on top of this clay, dirt, some kind of culture kingdom, you know. I don't even know how to explain what I'm seeing, and I've been seeing it for about a week now. I don't even know how to explain it. But it's like, no matter where you go, no matter which job you take, no matter which city you live in, no matter which church you go to, no matter which business you go to, any bank, all the banks, see, it's all a fractal. When they start a system, let's say the banks, I've watched some videos lately on the economy and fractional reserve system and all that. It's all a game. It's all a game. And the system is not some kind of perfect system, no matter what system it is. There's no perfect system. I mean, even Amazon and Walmart and all these shipping things, it was a cult. They created this culture. They wanted you to start ordering online. And so they created systems, medical issues, to put everybody in a box so they ordered online. Now, what about the, you know, everybody's talking about the pandemic. What about the workers that worked during that? What about the people at Amazon? What about the people? Some people stayed home, collected money. It's like, what about the people out there working? It was like a psyop like you've never seen, you know. But if you really think about it, even if you even if you work and save and you live off dividends or whatever, you're still working because you're still managing your portfolio and your life and your health and your property. And notice the people that do YouTube videos saying, I'm making $3,000 a month on dividends. They're still doing videos, still working. So what does it come down to? It's labor. Man born of woman is full of trouble as the sparks fly upward. No matter what it is, it's a labor. And hopefully it's a labor of love. And the only way I can see that it's a labor of love down here is giving out the gospel. And if you really start to meditate, you'll realize anything outside of that is vanity. Giving out the good news, the gospel, you must be born again, seeing people get saved. I don't see anything greater than that. Everything else is vanity because it all goes back to the dirt. And it's already been, and it doesn't matter which culture you're in. If it's not about giving out the good news, it's just a repeat for daily repeat. At least when somebody gets born again, they have eternal life, and they can exponentially grow if they want to. And they can learn a lot about spiritual growth while they're down here. Yeah, there's the cares of this world are rough, but the eternal state is where your focus is. I mean, I'm serious now. Once you see that every culture has its own little silly traditions down here, once you see it, you can't unsee it. And once you see it and can't unsee it, you're like, what's my real motive down here? What's my real motive? Let's say your motive is to find somebody to marry. What happens if that person gets sick and dies? Then that person's dead. If that's your only motive, whether it's anything temporal, relationships down here, people die, you know, people pass away. Situations happen. Bad things can happen. My point is, I mean, there's people have, I was looking at something that was kind of weird. I kind of got, somebody was doing something crazy. There's always miscommunications and misunderstandings, and people go their separate ways, whatever it is. And so to put your confidence in anything down here is vanity. And so the only thing is to give out the good news. That's my conclusion. I don't really see anything else. This is like Plato land. It's like a game. It's like a big game. And the games of the devil is to keep you in an AI, fake reality, matrix, the cares of this life, so that you don't want it, that you don't see. It's such a big game. They don't want you to see outside the box. They want you so focused on this place and attaining goals down here that the eternal goals don't even cross your mind, when the eternal goals are really the only thing that matters. That's the only way I explain it. That's the best I can do.